I could be sued because I knew this. When they put an L onto the house, another room to the house, you know, called an L, mm-hmm. they have a thing that called valley. And it's hard to keep them leaking.
And that's between the peaks on the roof.
That's right. Hard to keep them leaking.
Now, when the rain falls, the first part of the house that hits up there is the...
called the top part of the house. The roof coming on down to those valleys. On down to the tip edge, or the point down there. But you see those valleys sitting in there like that.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it'll come a big rain, the overflow under the other point of the roof and come down in like that on each side, and sometimes the water comes up under there and then calls a leak.
I see.
Called a valley.
Well, when the water comes down from the valleys, then sometimes people have things along the edge of their roof to catch the water.
Yeah, sometimes people have valves, room, different things sitting out there to catch the water.
I'm talking about the little sort of, the little things look like a half pipe that run around the edge of the roof and carry the water. When it comes off the roof, it catches it and then carries it.
Oh, you're talking about, some folks call them gutters, water gutters, you know, to catch the water when they run them over from the house.
Is it still a gutter then when it comes down the side to the ground?
Well, it's something that's got, they call it be a gutter, sometimes got a little round pipe sometimes, run off there, that catch it off there top, open like that. Well, flat top back then, my boy, the people call them trolls.
They did.
Trolls. But after, later on, up and got up in the 19, they named them trolls. Back in 18, they called them, you know, trolls back in 18, but in the 19, they called them gutters.
I see. Same thing, though.
But it's the same thing. They catch the water run off in those, and those gutters take them to the point to the house, the end of the house, you know, and run them all up. Some people have a system, catch the water in, run it out there, catch them in the system thing.
Miss Barker has a system over by his house. He showed it to me. I'd never seen cisterns before either.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just saw Guinea for the first time out here. I've been in the city too long. My family were farm people. But when I was growing up, it was in the city.
In the city.
And you just don't see things. They just start around through the city. I've heard of guineas. I heard what I recognize the sound that they make.
But you hadn't never saw them?
No. See, the trip was worthwhile just to see the guineas.
It's two different colors, though. My wife, she got hers right. Hers white. But in another color, speckle, you know, got a red speckle, you know, got different. Because it's just dotted all over, different colors, but it's white.
Do they lay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you eat them?
Eggs? Good, yes, ma'am. Some people love them better than drinking eggs.
They taste different?
I don't see why they taste no different. They're more rich, some people say.
They do? Do you eat eggs? Do you eat eggs? Oh, yes. I'm going to give you three of them.
Oh, are you?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd really like to know.
Yeah.
All right. My little boy will be so excited. I wish I'd brought my camera. I made a picture of the guineas. Instead of taking him back to show him. He's never seen guineas. In fact, he's never seen a cow up close. He's seen, you know, way off. We'll go down the road, look at the cow, you know. Mm. But he's very...
been close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been so close. Yet.
No, I wish you would, too. Yeah. I'd like for
him
to see animals up close like that.
Would you mind asking me, let me ask you a question?
Sure.
Where are you home?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Ask me anything you'd like to ask me. I don't mind. In the kitchen, or just off from the kitchen, sometimes you'll have a little room like a closet where you'll store canned goods.
Smokehouse people call them. Some people call them smokehouse. Back in my day, they call them smokehouse. Why they get them that name? But they would serve the meat, you know, and hang it up and smoke it, you know, and chew the meat up in there.
Well, now, was this a building away from the house?
Yes, it's built off from the house. Certain distance, some of them be 10 feet or 15 feet from any back in the backyard, you know, they have something like they call a smokehouse.